Mitchell commissioners discussed adopting a subdivision ordinance at their July meeting last week. Basically, a subdivision ordinance would allow for the regulation of developments, including adequate roads for emergency equipment, water and sewer capabilities, and the size of lots. Commissioners voted 3-2 against adopting the current document before the board. Commissioners Byrd, Sparks, and Phillips opposed the motion, and Commissioners Hensley and Saylor voted for the measure. Commissioner Saylor comments on why he voted for the ordinance.
For voting for the subdivision ordinance, I don't like to see Mitchell County wide open to ruthless developers, crooks like the communities of Penland were. If we had had this ordinance that was voted down, if it had been in place 10 years ago, the communities of Penland would never have happened.
Mitchell Commissioner Jim Saylor. Commission Chairman Phil Byrd comments on why he voted against the ordinance.
The subdivision ordinance that is presented is a draft document. The author of the subdivision ordinance is our former county attorney, Lloyd Heiss, and with his letter that we received on November 16th, he is saying that this document is designed to invite discussion and revision. So it's not a finished document by any means, and there's a lot of flaws in it, a lot of legal issues that would be addressed, and, you know, it's just not a good ordinance at all. The subdivision committee, they provided valuable information on many of the issues, but a lot of issues was not addressed. There was nobody with expertise on this committee that had experience in road building, or on the committee that had any experience in bridge building or expertise in bridge building, and no one with experience in erosion control. And all of these are issues that we do need somebody that knows what they're doing to have input on this, on the technical side of a subdivision ordinance.
Phil Byrd is the chairman of the Mitchell County Commission. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.